Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We enjoy hanging out with you for the afternoon, that's for sure. Joining us on the phone with some interesting news, we've got Ron Baker. He's with the Baker's Confectionery Tobacco Grain Millers Union, or the BCTGM. Ron, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Charles. I enjoy hanging out with you guys. Been doing it quite often here in the last few months. So,
yeah, absolutely, Ryan. You know you're always welcome. But my goodness, man, we've got Nabisco, Mondelez, trying to send 600 jobs out of Chicago down to Mexico. Not that I got anything against Mexico. But, you know, hey, let's keep the American jobs here. Let them make their own stuff. And quite frankly, you know, Ron, in light of some of the restaurants that have had some problems and people got sick and worse, I have to question sometimes, you know, where are we at with some of the health and safety issues? Let's keep it in Chicago. I have much more faith in Oreos made in Chicago. How's
well,
that?
Yeah, we do too. And, you know, I mean, our slogan anymore is like, you know, Americans shouldn't eat what American worker doesn't produce, you know. You know, Mexico, I mean, is one of the most, whether people know it or not, is one of the most closed societies going out there. I mean, you can't, everything is held pretty much under governmental lock and key. And, you know, they're our neighbors to the south. And for a lot of reasons, even our own government doesn't like to say too much about it because it gets, you know, the advantage for corporations with respect to, like, low pay and low wages and transference of work and all that stuff. But I'm with you. And actually the American labor movement is, and not only the American labor movement, but the American consumer is like, you know, working along these lines too. You know, it's just interesting to note that 277 people were actually and physically laid off on the 23rd from Chicago. We had a rally out there, said it's not over. I mean, you know, just because they go out the door does not mean we're not going to get them back in there. We're not going to make sure that those jobs are made whole. But I'm going to tell you about the audacity of this company. 45 people got slips yesterday saying they're going to be laid off on May the 27th, the same very day that the company announced that the three top officers of that corporation, including Irene Rosenfeld, who's the CEO, got $36.8 million in compensation for 2015. She got $19.7 million herself. At the same time, they let 43 other families out on the street and change their pay into $4 a day wages in Mexico.
Ron, this doesn't pass a sniff test. And I got to be honest with you, you know, okay, fine. The CEOs are making huge money, but I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, how many people making 50 grand a year do you have to get rid of to get a million?
Well, you got to get rid of about 200 of them. And quite frankly, it's not only that, it's, you know, one American worker an American job that's impacted by things like Mondelez is doing, it has ripple effects throughout the community. It's, you know, in our campaign, our Do Not Buy Mexican campaign, we say included in the purchase price is the loss of another American job.
Right.
And, you know, quite frankly, the American people are about done with this. And you can see through the political winds that are changing. You can see through how candidates, both on the left and the right, have to like swing a different way to get votes based on trade and trade policies. How the American consumer is and the American worker is like fed up not only with trade deals, but we can control our own destiny here too, because we are the nest that these corporations need in order to flourish financially. And if we beat them at the cash register, you know, they can't sustain this kind of corporate mentality and strategy into the future.
Ron, now, one of the things about this is not all of Oreos are being made in Chicago. There's some other places in the United States where Oreos are being made. How do we tell the difference between an Oreo that's made in the United States versus Mexico?
Well, there's two things that will appear on a package from Mexico. One is either production location code, which if it has an MM by the date, you know, you see it stamped on it. If it has an MM or an MS, that's Monterrey, Mexico, or Salinas, Mexico. Those are definitely Mexican products. Mm-hmm. But also on the back, by law, if it's not a U.S. product, it has to say the country of origin on it, which will say made in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So when you see those two things on there, either made in Mexico or the MMMS code near the date and the expiration date of that product, you'll know to leave it on the shelf and save an American worker's job in the process.
Hey, let me ask you this. Can I take it one step further and go to the store manager, if it's a supermarket or a convenience store, and say, hey, you know what? These are made in Mexico. I'd prefer that you get the American ones.
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, you'll see the next phase of our campaign is going and inspecting the inventory at stores and having a communication with the store manager telling them you'd appreciate that if they stocked American-made products. You know, quite frankly, I mean, when we go out there and we take a look at those inventories, and if we find that a store chain or whatever is going to continue to sell the Mexican-made product, then our people will be out leafleting folks and telling them not to buy at those store locations.
Fantastic. Now, Ron, you know as well as I do, we've got a lot of friends in the general public, the not yet union public. When you're talking to them, because I know you're talking on labor radio, you're talking on other radio programs, you've got some other stuff going on outside of labor. When you're reaching out to the community and you're having those conversations and you're educating the public, what are they saying to you?
What they're saying is, and I guess this is a result of like 20 years worth of bad trade deals or whatever, if they have not been impacted themselves, Charles, they know they either have family, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, or whatever, that are on their third, fourth, and fifth job in their working career because of this kind of activity. They have no futures to look forward to. They have no pensions that they've vested, and they're destined in a lot of ways to work for the rest of their life. And just by virtue of maybe not being directly impacted, but by being secondarily impacted, they're saying, you know what, this country has been hollowed out economically. We should no longer be the ones that fund everything and get nothing in return. And I got to tell you, whether they're union or non-union or have no union ties, they're feeling the same way because they're in the same box.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I got to say this. It doesn't matter, you know, being practical, if you own a business in Chicago or anywhere near there, and there's 600 people just got laid off, that 600 people that aren't paying taxes, that 600 people that aren't filling potholes, so to speak,
yep,
you know, or paying for cops, firemen, and paramedics, and the entire city loses, you know, and that's a serious chunk of change.
It is, and even the store managers that we've talked to so far realize that if people do not have meaningful disposable income and do not have good pensions or good income coming in, the frequency that they will frequent that store which employs them will be less and less too.
Right, exactly. You know, and what is funny to me, and I didn't realize this, but Nabisco refers to the Oreo cookies as the billion-dollar cookie.
Yes, that was the comment that their PR person made about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We hope the American public does not abandon our billion-dollar cookie.
Well, if you're making $1 billion off of it, you know, that sounds like that can pay for 600 jobs in Chicago, dude. I don't know.
It does, but you know what? Gluttony has no limits. You know, it's these CEOs and I got to tell you too, it's not only the CEOs. But these corporate board of directors that are said to be like independent corporate boards of directors or anything but, they're CEOs of are retired CEOs of companies. They're interlocking board of directors with other board of directors across the country. 1,500-1,600 people sit on the corporate boards all across the world and interchange with each other. I mean, this is nothing more than a fiefdom where they actually sit over and preside over the misery. And these boards are every bit as responsible for allowing this to happen as the CEO that draws the check.
Ron, it's a difficult fight. It's one that we need to fight. How do we find out more? What can we do to help?
Well, what we can do to help is actually go to www.fightforamericanjobs.org. or go to the BCTGM Local 300 Facebook page. And on there, it's going to outline to you how to look for those labels, how to look and see what those particular labels say. And every time you lay that package from Mexico down, you've done your share across the country with millions of people doing it of, like, absolutely not funding this absolute travesty these corporations are engaged in today.
Well, there you go, Ron. I mean, this is the kind of thing that people want to do. This is the kind of help people want to help with. And, you know, it's really a shame. This is not a matter of the company has to do this. It's not a matter of, you know, the company is doing this because it's saving the company. Nope. This is just trying to squeeze a couple extra bucks out of a product, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's exploitation of the American worker. But on the other side of the border, across the border, it's the exploitation of the Mexican worker, too. I mean, they're global. This corporation is a bunch of global scavengers that will, like, suck the marrow out of any economy and move on to the next to do the same.
Ron, this is horrific, and you know we got to do whatever we can to stop this because it's just a bad thing. So let me reiterate some of this. On the package, on the stamp date, that's those little blue dots.
Yep.
It's going to say MS or MA?
MM or MS,
okay? Mm-hmm. And then have the date. Or if you flip it over on the bottom, it's going to say made in Mexico.
Yes, right by the ingredients.
Okay.
Yep.
Where else are they making Oreos here in the United States?
They're making Oreos at their other plants. They're making Oreos in New Jersey. They're making Oreos in Richmond, Atlanta, and Portland. They will have no Oreo production coming out of Chicago. The thing about it is, if we don't stop them now, the next thing you know, there'll be no Oreo production or Nabisco product production in another location, then another location. And pretty soon, people will have every bit of that production coming out of a third world country. So you got to stop it someplace, and the BCTGM is drawing the line, and we're going to stop it here.
Well, there you go. And, you know, now let me ask you this. What about the saltines? What about the other products? Are they talking about products?
You have to look at all the Oreo brands, of course. Then you have to look at Honey Grahams, Fig Newtons, Ritz Crackers, and Chips Ahoy cookies. They're also sending those down there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll keep an eye on it. Ron, one more time, the website.
Website is www.fightforamericanjobs.org or BCTGM Local 300 Facebook page.
There you go. Ron, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. If anything comes up, don't hesitate, okay?
Thanks, Charles, so much for everything.
Bye-bye. Always a pleasure. Folks, you know, keep it made in America, honestly. Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.